Send a movie idea.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
As a warning, listener, my voice sounds terrible because I feel terrible, and the voice is a window to the soul. A voice is a window to the Joel, and I'm very poorly. So have sympathy and excuse any sniffles or cries in pain or whines that you hear throughout this episode. I predict it will be 10% less good as an average Ooh. Podcast. And a real shame is that last week was a really stellar episode, and this week, off a cliff, mate. Quality's going to dive off a cliff. We go again. Anyway. Hello, and welcome to The Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We discuss as many of your film ideas as we like, but only one can be taken through to the next stage, where the manuscript will be rolled up tight, and shoved up into my nose to my sinuses to try and stop the constant running of snot. I'm Joel, a man who puts the lot in. That's too much Merlot to be drinking on a Sunday night, Joel. And across from me, on the Zoom, is John Harris, a man who I would say is 9 times more handsome than me today. Hello, John. How are you doing?
Oh, well, lovely. Although that is all relative, because I know how much you hate yourself. So 9 times more handsome than you could be pretty horrible.
What's 0 multiplied by 9?
Was it genuinely Merlot, or was that just for the intro?
It was just for the intro. It was mostly Guinness.
Very nice.
I did for a podcast I work on, listener, I did a big live show in Manchester last night. And the audience liked to buy you drinks afterwards, and I already was quite ill. And weirdly, I don't know what the science of this is, John, but I had a really late night and I drank loads of booze and I ate McDonald's at 2 a.m. and I woke up feeling worse than I did the day before.
Matt, that is, I can't
strange,
believe
right? Hmm. So if there's any doctors listening that could explain, begin to explain that, because I can't get my head around it.
Things science have yet to explain, I think, is...
And it's not COVID.
Your story, yeah?
God, I've been testing. It's not COVID. It's classic cold. You kind of forget about the classic cold, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Cold classic. It's sort of, its name's in the mud. Like, no one talks about it anymore. A little bit of sniffles. I had to get a train home from Manchester just now, and I sat down, and two people across from me in the aisle took one look at me and put a mask on, and the guy put 2 masks on. They weren't wearing masks. They were already on the train from a previous train station, and they both just instantly masked up. They just looked at me and thought, I don't want whatever that guy, you know that bit in When Harry Met Sally, is like the opposite of that. I'm not having what he's having.
Oh dear. Yeah, no, big, you know, shout out to the classic common cold. I think it's going to have a retro comeback.
Oh, I'd love it to. Yeah.
I think.
Remember me? Yeah, like Coke Classic, or when they, Monster Munch recently went back to the original packets. It's kind of going to be like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're not here to talk about retro illnesses. That's the
podcast.
Retro illness podcast.
That would be a good podcast.
What do they do? Like Spanish flu in an episode? Or, I don't know. It seems quite harrowing.
Yeah, like a true crime, but for big sicknesses.
What? Who killed the sickness?
No. I guess so.
The protagonist is the illness.
Yeah. I'm into it. I think it's a good idea. John, have you got a movie idea for me?
Absolutely. What about this one from Lee? Herbie Goes Bananas.
Yep, Herbie Goes Bananas. I don't know if I've seen Herbie Goes Bananas. I've seen Herbie Fully Loaded.
So it could be Kirby. It could be Kirby Fully Loaded as well. But it's also Furby Fully... alliteration, I'm not sure about that. Is because me and Joel are so young, I know about Fully Loaded, and that is the remake with Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or Lohan, as it actually is pronounced. Big car, a big furry car.
Big furry car that loses its mind.
Well, weirdly, there's a film that you should check out, you know, if you're going to feel sorry for yourself this afternoon, Joel, that we referenced the other week called Mitchells versus the Machines. And It's about a robot uprising. And at one point they go to a shopping mall and there are Furbies. And that sequence is like proper, proper laugh out loud funny. Really good.
Nice.
So, you know, if you want to see
something very similar,
Furby Goes Bananas.
It's already out there.
Yeah.
That might actually get me through this afternoon, John. Thank you very much for your kind words and recommendations. It's also, isn't there like an episode of The Simpsons where that happens? Right? There's like a toy. It's like a big Christmas toy everyone needs to get.
Well, I mean, AI...
Funzo, like, that's what it's called.
When it's also sort of the plot of Toy Soldiers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Toys sort of going mad.
I was obsessed with Toy Soldiers when I was a kid.
I think Toy Soldiers...
No, Small Soldiers. Small Soldiers.
Oh, sorry. Apologies. Small Soldiers. I think Small Soldiers hit at just the perfect time for us, where we were like conscious enough that we just wanted all the toys, but not conscious enough to realise that it's probably not a great movie.
Did you have any of them?
Yeah, so I have an older brother, and I had a younger brother, and he, okay, I had the one that spun around. does that make any sense? He was purple.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. I didn't have any of them. I don't think, which is sad because I really loved the film.
My little brother had Archer. We had none of the soldiers. We had the sort of the friendly monsters.
That is so you. That is pathetic. I never had a fucking stormtrooper either.
Because I was getting confused in my head because I was thinking about the fact that my older brother had Buzz Lightyear and I had Woody, which in hindsight I think seems like the cooler choice, but it was definitely just because that was the option that was left to me.
Did you ever have any bad guys?
I'm sure I did, yeah. Was his name Dr. X, the Action Man baddie?
Yes, yeah.
I definitely had a Dr. X at some point.
You must have had a little Darth Maul. That was exactly the right age
for
us.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I love Darth Maul. He's too cool to be fully... bad. You can't, as a child, you're not going to watch Phantom Menace and say that's the bad guy. You're going to say that's the cool guy.
Especially when Qui-Gon Jinn just sort of looks like a dad. He's just like some guy walking around with long hair. Darth has spikes on his head.
I definitely did, and I'm sure I tried to get my face painted like Darth Maul at some point in my life as well.
And obviously you got those horns fitted, didn't you, by a plastic surgeon, which cost your parents so much money, but it was the only way they'd get you out of the house.
I just wouldn't stop crying until I got horns installed.
Is there a Daily Mail article that's like, man tries to look like Darth Maul? You know how there's that guy that was trying to look progressively more like David Beckham? Or there's always some cat people knocking around.
Yeah, I'm sure horns, but there's multiple horns around his head, isn't it? It's not two at the front like a devil. They sort of go round the cranium. So that's a lot of effort. How are you sleeping at night? You're going to have to get a very soft pillow.
Oh, because they're at the back?
Yeah. His pillow probably
just looks like Swiss cheese.
Darth Maul's
Unless
pillow.
He's got like a perfect memory foam and it just slots in. Which that would be really satisfying. You know, like if you're taking kit in a case, if you've got like a camera kit and it's got like the polystyrene kind of, and everything slots perfectly in, maybe that's kind of his head on a pillow.
Is that how we think Darth Maul sleeps?
Yeah, I think it probably is.
In a travel case.
Do you think he sleeps?
The character of Darth Maul, I'm not sure. Are you describing the idea of a perfect memory foam that you just sort of fit into like a electronics travel case makes me feel incredibly uncomfortable. Would you like that? Would you like a perfect sort of sponge coffin to sleep
in?
No,
I'd find it quite claustrophobic, I think.
Yeah.
But maybe it's perfect. Maybe it's like a, you know, if you're lonely, maybe it's like a little hug from a...
Bit of a spongy
foam.
Friend.
Because I love having my head perfectly cuddled. This is from Reddit from 6 years ago, John. Just curious. Darth Maul uses pillows while sleeping? He has 10 horns, so surely he has to change his pillowcases every night. And some of the answers, I heard he sleeps on a waterbed. Very good fun. That would be a nightmare. And someone said, why do you think he's grumpy all the time? It's a good point.
Now, maybe it's the lack of sleep.
Was he evil before the horns, or did the horns make him evil?
Good question. What about this one from Lizzie? Supersonic, a grippy computer game sequel. Sorry. What I've done there is I've missed out a word that's very important. Supersonic, Oasis in grippy And I'm sure the person meant to say gritty. I'm looking at my keyboard. No, grippy and gritty, very different keys, but maybe it's autocorrect. Third time lucky, Joel. Let's go. Supersonic. Oasis in gritty computer game sequel.
Well, here's the thing, right? Liam and Noel have kind of a Sonic Knuckles relationship, right?
True. Who's Knuckles? Noel.
It's Noel now, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Liam's the one everyone likes. It would have been
Liam. It would have been. I actually struggled to keep up with them.
Oh, I've got like a chart in my house.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, because you're not really a football guy, so you never go for the World Cup wall charts, but you do have that really detailed which Oasis member is the good guy at the moment. It was Bonehead for a bit, right? That was a strange time.
Yeah. And it's next to my blur,
May 2017. One,
yeah. That was a weird month. You don't want to know what you did, though, to be fair.
So, yeah, I can see that. I can see them rolling around Green Hill Zone.
The idea of Liam with his legs spinning around like Sonic is great. It's a lovely image.
Hands behind his back. Does Sonic run with his hands behind his back? He does, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect.
He's got his mic stand like always in front of it, just in front of him. And arms back.
He does have his arms back. So that's perfect.
Oh, well, that'd be nice.
I'd like that. It makes me think of, I don't know why it makes me think of this, very specific game that was on the BBC Sport website.
Yep.
Where you could continue. It was a tennis game, and I don't know if you had this at your primary school, but they gradually shut down access to all games
online. But they couldn't shut down the BBC.
They couldn't shut down
the BBC. Try as they might, the schools could not shut down the BBC.
Yeah, exactly. The schools could. So, you know, Miniclip was the first to go. We all remember when it happened. Because I guess we're kind of at an age where that side of the internet was pretty nascent, right? So it took schools quite a long time to catch up. So IT lessons for a good few years, you could just sit there and play on Newgrounds or Miniclip or whatever.
Slime Ball. Was it called Slime Ball? Was that one?
Oh, well, there was a whole range of slime sports, John.
Sorry, apologies, yes.
There was slime football, slime cricket. Stick cricket was another classic. But eventually, you got crowded out and these were removed. And kids had to get more and more inventive. I remember a time, there was a time when you could get Sonic to open in Excel. Do you remember this?
Yeah, that vaguely rings a bell, yes.
It was so, like, the dedication to not learning anything in your IT lesson. People would come in with like a USB stick that had a Excel file on it that was the Sonic game. And that would be like traded around school like it was, I don't know, like pornography or booze or something. It was like the hot ticket item. Anyway, we're so far away from where I was. There was a game on the BBC Sport website where you played tennis and you could be Shakespeare, Elvis, I think, John Lennon or the Queen Victoria, and they played against each other. They all had different attributes. It was great. But eventually that was all that was available to you. A sad day.
I'm hearing rumours that hashtag defund the BBC was actually started by secondary schools in the early noughties to try and stop us playing video games.
That was the beginnings. That's a good theory. Lawrence Fox's fury comes from the fact that he never got to complete the Slime World Cup.
I like the idea of the Sonic Knuckles thing. I think they have to team up to defeat a common enemy, and that is, of course, Blur, right? Blur is the Dr. Nice. Robotnik of this film.
Yep.
Damon Albarn, little cartoon gorilla style. Right.
Do you want one from me?
Yes, please.
Hey, how about this from Beck? Bud Lightyear.
Ah, Bud Light. Lovely.
Yeah. He's returned from space and he can't recapture how he felt in space. He's become an alcoholic.
Okay. To be fair, there's not many routes that we were going to go down that weren't sort of depressing. I was thinking, not that I've seen it, there is that Mads Mikkelsen film that came out last year that's apparently brilliant, where he plays a teacher and a bunch of his teacher friends decide as a social experiment to be tipsy for like, I think, for 6 months or a certain period of time straight. Yeah, yeah. So maybe that's it. He drinks a Bud Light every day for the year. Maybe it's a Morgan Spurlock star. I think he's cancelled. Let's not say that.
Is he?
It's a Super Size Me style documentary starring Buzz Lightyear, seeing the effects of drinking a Bud Light though. So I'm not sure how much will that affect him. Probably enough.
It's probably one of those things where you could probably get, one a day, you're probably fine forever, right?
I would imagine so. They always say that, don't they? Like, one glass of wine is actually better for you than not drinking at all.
That's true. It's all about your tannins, John. It's okay. The tannins in red wine, which is why I drank three bottles of it last night. I could just sense. I looked at the mirror and I thought, There's a man without much tannin in his body right now.
You hadn't had your glass for at least 2 weeks, so you were playing catch up.
Exactly. I was dangerously low on tannins last night, John. Dangerously low. I was on the brink of whatever happens when you're low on tannins. Tannin.
You're Googling tannins?
It says, if Joel Grove doesn't have his tannins, he will die.
What?
The first thing it says on Google, I know.
On so, Google?
Thank God.
Have you seen Buzz Lightyear? My guess is no.
No, I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
No. It seems like a very... So the premise is, in 1995, Andy watched a film that made him want to buy a toy. This is that film, right? Yeah. That's the premise.
Yeah.
But apparently it's basically like Interstellar for kids. Like, it's all about loss and failure. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We're starting to get to that point, like with Soul and stuff, where you're saying, are Pixar films for kids at all anymore?
Yeah, or are they just for people that were kids when they started making them?
Yeah,
that's definitely where we are, I think.
But I love it when they, like, Luca's brilliant, and it's definitely pitched at a young age, and it's great.
Yeah, but specifically with Buzz Lightyear, like, do kids care about who Buzz Lightyear is?
Ooh, that's a good question. I just think, we'll see when...
SoundCloud rapper knife crime now, John. Not Buzz Lightyear.
I think kids would think that's a dated reference. SoundCloud rappers.
Oh, that makes me sick. No way.
They'll be talking about the 20-second clips on TikTok. Those are their heroes. It's so odd, isn't it? Like, are you now a semi-regular TikToker?
I go through phases, yeah. But mine's like, it's way more curated than any of the other apps.
Oh, yeah.
It learns about you way too quickly. Like, it knows me better than night. It knows what I want more than I do.
90s football stuff.
Mostly actually food.
I would say
90% of it's food, which I really enjoy. You know, the classic things you're just never going to make for yourself. But you can imagine for the 10 seconds of the video that you would one day be that person.
So, one thing is, in a minute, I'm going to need us, in a minute, right? That... I'll hear the rest of the song on the radio. And
I actually think that's gone now. I actually think that TikTok's moved on from that now, John.
Oh, for sure. But it is weird. Then you hear the rest of the song on the radio and you're like, oh yeah, that's what the rest of the song sounds like. And then it gets to that point and there's like something in your brain that clicks and goes, here we go.
You're doing the DiCaprio bit from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's the bit I know from the thing. Are you on it then? You don't strike me as a kind of guy that would be on it.
No, I sometimes dabble. And also Instagram Reels basically does the same thing as TikTok. The other thing is, I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about my money don't jiggle, jiggle, it folds, right? Mm-hmm. And they were explaining Louis Theroux. And I just thought, that's so mad that his legacy could be, in America, could be Jiggle Jiggle Man.
Yeah. It's absolutely enormous. It probably has reached a bigger audience than anything he's ever done before.
And they were saying like, oh, he's like, they thought he was quite self-serious. And I was thinking, no, you're missing the point of Louis Theroux here.
Yeah.
Everything, except for when he's doing the really dark episodes, everything is sort of with a rice, with tongue in cheek.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't have done that rap, right?
If
a completely serious documentary wouldn't exist.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And what about this one? Oh God, I'm so ill.
Come on, Joe.
What
you can
this
do
one
it.
From Stu? Chore horse.
That's you, mate. That,
what, a chore horse.
Today, everything, you just feel like you're a chore.
Everything's
horse.
A chore. Getting, even talking to you, life. John, which is normally the highlight of my week. Feels like a horrible chore. Yeah, it's a horse. It does the washing up. I don't know. Would I trust a horse to do the washing up? There's no chance. It would smash everything to bits. If you live with a horse, it would have to be paper cutlery and plastic. No, plastic cutlery and paper plates the whole time. Wouldn't it?
There's
no way. It'd be like a Greek restaurant in there. I've never actually been to it. I've been to Greek restaurants. I've never seen someone smash a plate on purpose.
True. But by
accident? Is it the plates they're using for service, or do they have smashing plates?
Smashing plates.
That are cheap. That's what I'd do.
You'd have special smashing plates.
Yeah, I'd have the nice plates to serve the food on, and then I just have a cupboard of smashing plates.
Yeah, I think you're not using your finest bone china for the smashing.
And it wouldn't. And also, those really, you get some plates that are really fancy. I don't think they'd break that easily. You know, like when they've got sort of that gilded edge. I think it'd be a nightmare. I think you just want bog standard IKEA plates, and you can smash a stack of 10 of those easy.
But you've got to make sure you're not accidentally buying.
Have you ever smashed anything on purpose?
Yeah, almost certainly. But I can't think of an example right now.
On purpose, though? Deliberately, you've broken something?
Probably.
Really?
Well, also, smashing, you can smash a bottle on purpose, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Have you done that?
Yes.
When?
I don't know. Well it's
maybe
bad. It's poor form. It's poor form. We would, at uni, there was a wall that we'd throw bottles against.
Yeah.
I'm like,
the
like
hospital
I'm not,
wall.
Yeah, it was
the wall of the children's home.
It was first year and it was a house full of geeks and we used to scare them.
John was in a frat.
Yeah, no, I do not condone throwing bottles at walls, but I can't lie and say that I've never done that in my life.
Actually, I think this might be a separate occasion. I used to do. I once smashed a desk in an office that we were in. Do you remember? Because a key fell down a thing.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
So we were recording in a studio that I worked in, and I went to get the SD card from the recorder and it fell down the back of this desk that was impossible to move, and I just smashed it off the wall.
It was really,
And then I came in early the next day and drilled it back on, and no one ever knew.
Either
this is my confession. These are the confession tapes.
Either that's the end of our previous project, or it might be early Dream Factory. If anyone goes through all the episodes, they might already know this story. But yeah, it really gave an insight into. Oh no, that was a different time. It was a different time when we got locked in.
We got locked in, and I climbed onto the roof.
Yeah, Joel's very gung ho. When something goes wrong, he just jumps out of a window.
when something goes wrong, I just act like an insane person until the problem's solved.
Whereas I was like, all right, okay.
John's
I would
trying
be willing
yeah,
to
the
stay
thing about
there
John
all
is,
night.
He's trying to be quite measured and calm. But I've already solved the problem, yes, in a destructive and harmful way, but I've solved it. While John's still processing what's even happening, I've done it. That's why we're such a good pair.
Exactly.
Yeah, by the time we got locked in, I just climbed onto the roof of the building and it was opposite like some sort of uni accommodation. And I managed to get the attention of someone over there and threw the keys down to them.
Crazy.
It was mad.
What about this one from Alex? I don't know what happens in episode 1, season 2 of The Boys, but I can picture the toys. Woody, Buzz and all doing exactly what...
No, that's disgusting. That's pure filth. It's episode 1, series 3. I've seen it now. And the idea that you'd even imagine that for a second is hideous.
Why does Alex not know, but then he's sort of... He must know, right?
He definitely knows.
I don't know what happens in episode 1, series 3 of The Boys, but I can pitch the toys. Woody, Buzz, et al. Exactly doing that with Mr. Potato Head. So, I mean, the thing... And we've discussed this before because I think it sort of always needs addressing is the fact that the protagonists of Toy Story are definitely the names of dildos.
Yeah. Now, what's the deal there? Do they know that? Is it some sort of weird in-joke?
I don't know, because like sometimes it's a coincidence. Like both of the presenters of Sunday Brunch sound like porn stars. So you got Tim Lovejoy and Simon Rimmer. So
Lovejoy and Rimmer?
You know, it just happens sometimes.
Maybe. I think that's also on purpose. I think they were put together, Lovejoy and Rimmer.
Back in the day where, is it some sand in the air in The Lion King? If you pause at the right time, it says, it's supposed to say SFX, but apparently it says sex. Like the Little Mermaid video cover has a penis in the background, but it's a tower.
Yeah, there's perverts working at Disney, and I've always said it.
So have you seen that episode of The Boys?
Yes. Okay, disgusting. Well,
yeah. Do you have any more, or should we move on to our own, Joel?
Let's do our own, please, John, so I'm failing fast. You might have been able to tell, listeners, that I've done zero prep for this. So here's mine that I've just thought about 2 seconds ago. Bright at the museum. All the lights are up too bright, and Ben Stiller can't find the fuse box.
Okay.
You happy with that?
And
you can, like, say no.
No, the displays, they come to life to help him find the fuse box.
The bright light is what brings them to life.
Okay.
Let's move on, because you said you're really pleased with yours this week. I want to go to bed.
I tweeted it. I tweeted about how pleased I was with mine.
Exactly.
Mine. Vietnam veteran John Rambo is tasked with assassinating Monica, Erica, Rita, Tina, Sandra, Mary and Jessica.
That's brilliant.
Rambo number 5.
Perfect. Really good. Well done. You win this week. That's so good. Sometimes you have an idea, you think, how have we not done that? We've done 4,000 of these now. How have we not had that idea? That's great, John.
Annoyingly, there already is a Rambo number 5. So there might be jokes on the internet already where people are like, why didn't you call it Rambo number 5? I was really excited because I thought there had only been 4. And then I was thinking, yes, here we go. But turns out there's already been 5.
Hey, I love it all the same. Well done, John.
Thank you.
And well done for sticking with this and even after this. Well done, John. You did well.
Thank you.
Everyone's.
Thank you for deeming me winner of the episode.
You're winner of the episode? Easily, hands down. Great one. Listeners need to buck their ideas up, and so do I.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you're not feeling well. It's all...
I'm very poorly. It's life on the road, baby. Why is travelling around the most tiring thing you can do?
I'm not sure that's necessarily true, but it is very tiring.
It is. Yeah, it's just looking at timetables gets me so sleepy.
The chairs on trains aren't comfy. It's not... I don't mind train travel, but it's not like...
Yeah, and they've been really busy, shit trains, you know? Not like a nice, relaxing...
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're crammed up against someone you don't know. The buffet car's out of action.
Yeah, a quiet train up to Edinburgh where you're getting on. It's quiet. You're going just one direction for 5 hours or whatever it is.
I love it.
Lovely. But yeah, if you're doing changes and it's just like...
Yeah.
You're basically on a bunch of trains.
Sometimes you get on those train services and they're just so hot.
Ugh.
Had that today. Anyway, what am I? Who cares?
Good chat. No, good chat.
Good chat.
Good chat. Keeping this all in. Joel, say something funny before we go.
During that, a bit of snot dripped from my nose onto the microphone.
We can't end on that. No, I refuse. Right. How was Manchester? How was it? Did you have some nice food? Anything fun to report from Manchester?
We ate at this really cool place, Wagamama's, and we ate that 5 minutes before going on stage to do the live show. No, maybe more than 5 minutes, but that's kind of... Hey, John, when you're on the road and you're on tour, you don't have that much chance to go to a fancy restaurant. You know, you've just got to eat as you go. And the hotel was very nice.
Joel does the big intros. You're the first man on stage in these shows.
Well, actually, the host goes on stage and does this really elaborate introduction to me where he makes the entire room go wild. And then they cheer for like 2 minutes while I'm on stage, chanting my name and hollering. And I never know what to do because they keep it going and then like it'll dip and they'll go again.
Just keep, you know, just and lap
it
up, Joel.
I'll be honest, John, I thought that's what I've always wanted. But it turns out it's not. After like 10 seconds of... mad applause, you don't know what to do with your hands. You can't just keep waving. You look insane. That's what I did on the first one. I just kept waving. And then I tried to do that thing, you know, like a conductor would do where you stop everyone.
Yeah.
Shoom. And no one stopped.
You have literally no command over that audience.
No command over them at all. So,
oh,
yeah.
Dear. You've got a few more shows to finally work out how to control the audience.
Well, I thought I'd be holding a mic, but I've got like a Britney headset mic, which gives you a whole other hand to deal with.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So yeah. I'm just doing a big double hand wave at the front of the stage. Like fucking Nelson Mandela or something, addressing Trafalgar Square. Is that what you did?
Oh, dear. All right, anyway. Well, you rest up, Joel. And listeners, you rest up too, because
yeah,
we've got more pods coming for you.
You need it.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.